This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi guys, it's me, I'm back, and guess what? I've got an extra special guest with me, another extra special co-host for Thursday's Laughter joins me in the studio. Hi!
Hey girl! I'm back!
She's back, how are you babe?
I'm doing better than ever right now.
Honestly, it's such a ray of sunshine to have you in the building.
Oh, thank you, and you're the right sun ray
too. Yeah! I was like, where's she going? She's going to take me to the sun. Am I going to be the moon? I can't tell.
But I was going
to
say you're the cloud. I flopped.
Oh, I don't say I'm the cloud. That's not good.
No, it's not.
I'm covering your back if I'm the cloud though, right?
Exactly. You've got my back.
How are you, babe? Since we've seen each other, the lolly is out.
Yes, doing well as well. So yeah.
Videos are sick. We're going to talk properly about it in a little minute.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we don't want to, you know, burst our bubble before we've got 2 minutes into the show.
Exactly.
Lots to tell though. But actually, I was going to be in the video and I was watching... the last one, which is
Who's That Girl,
and I couldn't come, and after watching it I'm really glad because everyone in it's really cool.
You would have been so sick in it.
No,
you would have.
No, all the people in it are really cool, and I was like, sugar, that is, I'm glad I'm not looking like an idiot in that.
No, in the group shots you would have stood out nicely. We would have got you a nice cameo, how about that?
But I really want to be in the next one.
Obviously we'll find you a proper role where you're Harriet Rose.
Can I be like a specific job so that I'm doing something physical, like a dog walker?
Oh, I thought you meant you want to be the dog.
Oh, to be a dog. I'd love to be a Labrador if you've got that specific role coming up in your next video.
100% we'll give you a role. Trust
okay.
me.
Of a dog.
All right, I'll give you a dog roll.
Okay.
If that's what you really want, Harriet.
Dog roll?
Yeah.
Sounds great. Hot dog?
Yeah, hot dog.
We're going to have lots of fun today because we've got loads of guests on the show. We've got Viva coming in. We've got Bayon on the phone all the way from the US. And we've got Maxwell D in the studio. How are you feeling about your first ever co-hosting, presenting FUBAR radio show?
I was really excited because I knew it was you. I've been asked to actually host radio shows before and I've turned them down. But Harriet Rose... I'm in the building with you, man.
Yes!
We're doing this.
Come through.
Done, though.
Yeah, that's because we get on very well, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We have a lol.
Yeah, you make me feel comfortable.
Well, we've got 2 hours of comfy.
Jeez!
Yeah, boy. Right, let's play some music. This is the brand new one from Notes. It's called My Lover. Have you heard this yet?
No, I haven't heard this one.
It's just hit. It's really good, actually. I'm into it.
Yeah, I like
it. It's the follow-up to Addison Lee.
Okay.
Well, it's not the straight follow-up, I think, but the last, you know, he did so well with Addison Lee.
Yeah.
I think this is the next big one. It's called My Lover.
Yeah.
Let's see what we think. I'm going to get a full review from you afterwards, yeah?
All right, let's do this.
Girl, you're the baddest. No need to practice, cause you're so different. You always winning, no girl can match this. They can never match you, cause you fire like matchsticks. You keep up your image, angel to sinners, but you the baddest. I can never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, everything I do for you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, yeah. My lover. 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 You be so fly, you're my Princess Jasmine. Taking flights every time we mapping. I'm upset every time you leaving, but I love how your ass be clapping when you're walking away. You take my stresses away. She's so smart up in the brain, so great in the face, and no one could ever replace. I can never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, everything I do for you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, yeah. My lover. 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 You a queen in the street, so no one else could be above ya. When you be on the low, at least you know I got ya.
vodka. And she ain't ever been about, that's why I'll never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, everything I do for you, my lover. My lover, my lover.
Notes, my lover, brand new one. Laughter's in the building. What do you think?
I think it's a banger.
So do I. And it also shows a sort of like little sweet emotional side.
I thought that. I feel like it's more relatable for me, more than this last one, Aladdin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling this one still.
I haven't heard Aladdin.
Haven't you?
No.
We're rolling the rollout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have.
I didn't know that was called Aladdin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
I
a tune.
I am so fly like Aladdin.
No, that's actually a sick tune.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you, Abby. Producer Abby just popped in.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Hi, Abby. Hi, babe. She's Welsh. Have you ever met a Welsh person?
Yeah, yeah. I went to uni with one still. They're funny.
Yeah, she's not that funny, but she's got a funny accent. Only joking, she's hilarious.
She's a lovely person.
So, music news and reviews is up next.
Yeah.
This is where we talk through what's been going on in the news this week in terms of the music. And I can tell you something. A lot of shit's been going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
I'm intrigued. I want to know.
So, first up, we've got Chris Brown has released new music. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, 45 tracks. What the hell?
45 songs on one album, Heartbreak on a Full Moon. I feel like he's trying to be a Kanye West. You know, like when Kanye did that album and it was like, oh, I'm actually going to take it off the shelves and I'm going to change it. And I'm going to make it. He's trying to do something bigger than that. He's trying to be like, okay, well, I'm going to do 45 songs.
Do you think it's getting a good response?
It's on iTunes. I was taking a look and it's the, you know, when you can see the bars of how many people are buying it and stuff, it looks like it's doing well.
I've seen a few tweets where people are complaining. They feel like he's flooded them with too much music.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, overkilled it a bit.
Also, like, I find it stressful to listen to 12 songs sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just skipped through loads of them to be like, I just wanted to get through them. It stressed me out a bit. They did. It's Amika here.
Amika's up in the building.
Done now, big her up.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because also he's got R. Kelly on it. What do you think about that?
R. Kelly with Chris Brown. I don't know, like, since all the stuff I've been hearing about R. Kelly lately, it's been a bit of a put-off still. So.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Because he doesn't seem to be losing any work. He seems to still be on a lot of tracks, but...
I don't know how that's... Because it's a man... I don't know. This is the sexist industry we're in, innit? But let's not get into that.
No, let's not get into that.
Yeah.
Let's talk some more about some women. So what news have I got from women? Cardi B.
Yeah.
You a fan of Cardi B?
I love Cardi B.
Yeah.
I think she's so raw and just... maybe not... Now she's made a hit, but I never thought she was talented like that. But she's raw, so I like her.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Because I... Brutally honest, yeah?
Yeah.
I did not watch that show.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know who she was. Bodak Yellow came out and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then she just did the track with Migos. Is it Migos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is.
And Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
So, I've got
it's Motor something, isn't it?
Motorsport. We're going to be having a little look at that later.
Yeah.
So keep that in your mind. But I thought her bars on that was sick.
She killed. Who do you think won, Nicki or her?
I'm not answering that question. I don't want to be on the wrong side of either of those people.
Yeah, yeah. I think they both went in. For me, Cardi might have just taken that still.
Do you know what's interesting is all the stuff that's come from it is everybody wants... We were chatting a little bit about this before the show. Everybody wants artists to have a drama.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about in interviews and stuff and people always trying to get a drama out of something. And that's been happening with them. And they're like, no. We don't care. Like, we're separate musicians. We both... Nicki was on the track first. Then Migos was like, should we get Cardi on the track? And she was like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
there's
that was
a lot
it.
That's been going on. They're trying to say that Nicki slyly sent for Cardi. But I saw Nicki tweet that even if we made out, they would still think we got a problem with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to see them make out.
Yeah.
Sorry, just being blunt there. Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah.
Did you know, this is interesting, okay? Hold on, stop. I can't believe I haven't mentioned this.
What?
Lemon.
You're saying that? I've not heard it yet.
Oh, I'm going to bring you something special.
I can't wait. Rihanna's on that, right?
Yeah. Mm. So, let me tell you, way back in 2015, Rihanna tweeted this thing with a caption that was, let me read it to you. Tell the paparazzi, get the lens right, yeah?
Yeah.
Then about 6 months later, Pharrell Williams did the same and everyone's like, Oh my God. They're going to drop a track. Because obviously NERD have been working in the studio since 2015. Pharrell said that in a BBC interview. Weird that it was on the BBC. Like, random.
Yeah.
I could imagine him being like Panorama discussing his new music. I think it was probably on Radio 1 or something.
Yeah.
And he teased that he was working on new music, and then here it is. It's been in the pipeline for over two years.
Madness.
Yeah.
This has got to be a hit, though.
It's humongous.
Madness. Hey, I'm excited.
You know Rihanna's rapping on it. She's not singing.
No way.
Yes.
Way. Oh, I want to hear that.
Way.
She'd be sick though. Rihanna is bad. Like, she's a bad gal.
She's
literally
bad like Rihanna.
Yeah, jeez.
Don't worry about me.
Don't give up your day job.
Sorry. I was going to get you to teach me to rap later, but okay, fine. So that's interesting, isn't it?
Very. The collaborations. Well, it's not random. Has Pharrell done a tune of Rihanna before? I think he has, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, that is such an interesting question because I don't think he has.
No, he ain't. So that's
I reckon they probably worked in the studio together, but I've got a weird feeling that he's featured on something of hers.
Mm.
But let's find out. Abby will find out for us if they have. But
yeah.
But for now, NERD, what's your thoughts on NERD? Big fan.
I was a big fan, but they disappeared for time, innit?
Yeah.
What happened to them?
So they last released album in Nothing, which was in 2010.
Yeah.
So 7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just took a break, I think. There was no sort of drama. It was just like literally we're not doing. And Pharrell actually went away and did quite a lot of pop stuff.
Yeah, he did, you're
so
right.
So now he's back kind of doing not so much pop stuff,
edgy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them.
Not because I love pop. I mean, this is still pop. This is still pop, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. And they've been, it's funny because fans, like, do you know what I find funny is that, like someone like Rihanna, when they Instagram something or whatever, people look into it so deep.
Yeah, they do.
Like every element. And obviously in this circumstance, it was, you know, realistic because they had made a song and they just didn't tell us until now.
Yeah.
But in terms of like everything that is done, I think about the things I put on Instagram. I'm like, wonder what people would think about what I'm doing about this.
I think when you're that famous, everyone wants the next thing to talk about, innit? And if Rihanna and Pharrell are being like discreet but dropping little things, it's evoking the reaction that they want, so they're winning, you know what I mean? They know how to do it. It's always teasing your fans helps, trust me.
Yeah, and Wednesday, doing it on a Wednesday, random.
Yeah, that's random.
But that's what...
Did the tune drop today then?
No, yesterday.
On the Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, so I think Kendrick Lamar did it as well. Frank Ocean did it where they just don't... Beyonce did it where they just don't drop on the day that they're meant to.
Mm.
Everyone expects them to do it on a New Music Friday or whatever, and it doesn't. Just so you know, it is their first song together, we think.
Ah, that's interesting. I'm looking forward to... They should have done a collab time ago.
I know.
But this is going to be massive. I can feel it.
Honestly, and check the video out because it's really cool.
Video's out already?
Yeah, babe.
I'm late, man. What the... How can I?
You're
be this
busy,
late?
Lady. Though you've been doing a lot. We've been promoting LOL, haven't you?
I've been stuck in Nando's studio promoting my new EP.
Oh, it's such a nightmare getting free chicken, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Right. For now, talking of free chicken, actually, this song's called Lemon. My favourite Nando's is Lemon and Herb. So we're winning. Well, let's have a little listen, and then we're going to get Vibra in the studio. So this is Lemon, NERD, and Rihanna. I want another full review when we come back to Music News and Reviews after our next interview.
Done though.
The truth will set you free. But first it'll piss you off. Hey, bad bitches wanna be my babe. Hey, hunt me down like the CIA. Hey, side of my car trying to see my face. Hey, want me to beat it like the CIA case. Oh, hey, I'ma let this heat it, I'ma be my face. Hey, and best believe it's gonna be outrageous. Hey, hey niggas can't believe my race. Hey, niggas hit you with the Eli face. Oh, bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing. Bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing. Scrunching they ass with your name in their mouthin'. Bouncing around, bouncing. Shout out to them people.
Mad ethnic right now.
I get it how I live it.
Wait a minute.
I
live it how I get it. Come to motherfucking digits. I pull it with a lemon. Not cause she ain't living. It's just your eyes get acidic. And this ain't a scrimmage. Motherfucker, we ain't finished. I told you we won't stop. A nigga by the business. Like yours, but you're renting. Wave hello to the top. Nigga, the bay wrong guy. Tell the paparazzi get the lens right. Got the window down top, blown live. Got the hazard on the doom fire. You could catch me, Ree, in the new LaFerrari. And the truck behind me got arms. Yeah, longer than LeBron. Just waiting for my thumb like the Fonz. Woo, this beat tastes like lunch, but it's running from veneers and it's running from the fronts. But every day, hey, well, lemonade, I was afraid. Once a nigga graduate, would I be okay? So I played and I played. It's Rihanna, nigga. My constellation is space. Warp speed, double spark, couldn't chase. Nigga,
bath salt, bite speakers in the face. 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 Bath salt. Bite speakers in the face. I get it, I live it. I live it how I get it. Count the motherfucking digits. I pull up with a lemon. Knock your she ain't living. It's just your eyes get acidic. And this ain't a scrimmage. Motherfucker, we ain't finished. I told you we won't stop. A nigga by the business. Like yours, which is grinning. Wave hello to the top. Nigga, the vape run by. Tell the paparazzi get the lens right. Got the window down top, won't lie. Got the hazard on, only going five.
Wait a minute,
you can catch me.
Bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing.
You can catch me.
What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. Wait. Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute.
Fubar Radio presents
Joey Page.
Diet Sick. So, Made of Mist. I just wonder if you'd tell us a bit about it, because it just seems like such an interesting song.
It's kind of nice to play that and, like, stand in solidarity with people at our shows, which are, like, safer spaces, which means, like, if anyone touches you without consent or something at the show, like, we will stop and, like, take care of it.
The best time, though, this guy would not stop.
Like, we stopped in the middle of our song, like, twice to be like, dude, stop, yeah. You're hurting people.
And then the bartender, this woman working behind, she was, like, the coolest person. She just got on the bar and just reached it and just pulled him out of
like
the crowd.
Like, by the neck.
Every Wednesday.
Joey Page.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
We are back on FUBAR Radio. Laughter is still with me. Say hi, Laughter.
Hey, girl.
Hi, girl. I've also got Poet and Scribs. Boys.
Yo.
Viber in the building.
Brat, brat.
Vibber.
Vibber.
Still said it wrong, didn't I?
Every time you think of Viber, think to yourself, do these two look like they need to go on a dating app? If you think we don't, then it's Vibber. If you think we do, then say Viber.
Well, it's definitely Viber then.
I got kids and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, no worries, but you can still date.
Yeah, you should. No, I don't think you should. I think dating is so dead.
Yes. I mean, is it? I don't know.
You should vibe.
Yeah. Mm.
So, like, if you meet people and you vibe and whatever happens, happens. But I don't think you should go out of a conscious decision and say, we are going to go to dinner and we're going to pretend that... No, that's all rubbish.
You mean it's too fake?
It's too fake. It's
I hear that.
Organized.
Too organized. Yeah, way too organized.
How can you orchestrate? And then the whole time you're at home, you're planning what you think you're going to say and what you're going to look like. It's just all, like, to impress. It's
Have you
all...
looked in the mirror?
It's No, I haven't. I look like a mess, probably.
No, I mean, like, when you go on dates, you look in the mirror, practice what you're going
to
say.
You know what I mean? When you go to vibe, you just feel the energy, like, it's just beautiful. Sorry, I know we've digressed somewhere else, but
I hear that. This is no digress. It's an absolute gress.
Gress rhymes with breast, and I like those.
Yeah,
ones,
so okay, yeah. Okay.
Breasts are amazing.
I knew you were a lyricist, man, but I didn't know you were that sick.
Yeah, Harry, I can a lot more as well. But look, man, don't do that. You
it's getting hot
me.
In here.
So maybe we are a Viber.
Yeah, I think we are. So Viber is actually a Swedish word, isn't it? For vibes.
Yeah.
You guys are big fans of Sweden. Your new track's called Sweden.
Yeah.
Tell me, because Sweden is a huge music hub. Some of the biggest, best people are coming out of that place. Yeah. Why do you guys love it so much?
I think it started with me, right, Scribs?
Girls.
Girls.
Girls are beautiful.
Yeah.
They are very pretty, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Girls in Sweden.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Why?
I've heard that.
What about their personality do you like?
I believe sometimes you have to look at the tree as an exterior and appreciate the decorations, and then we'll worry about all the presents underneath later.
Oh,
just
I
get a nice
see.
Tree. I'm joking,
I
that's
see.
Really superficial. No, do you know what? No, they're really cool people. I first met some Swedish girls in like 2011, and they were completely different to the environment in which we happened to be in, called London, which was quite superficial, all about, oh my God, look at me. And then you met some girls that just were really pretty and just didn't give a shit. And I was like, this is my type of vibe. And then from then on,
what do you mean they didn't give a shit? Like what?
Free spirit.
It's just free spirited, like proper free spirited. Like didn't they were so comfortable in their own skin. It was just like it sort of gave you a bit of confidence as well being around them. Whereas sometimes in London, maybe just the people I've been around. To be fair,
not me and Harriet. Though.
I was gonna say
you lot are cool.
We're cool.
Thank you, Laughter. Yeah. I had my back. She was like, hold up.
No, I've not. I've met you lot recently, yeah. So therefore I feel like because of our energies, we've
connected.
Unfortunately, there we go.
Yeah,
but beforehand,
yeah.
I was in a hood and it was mad.
Yeah,
and
now I hear that.
All the girls were just like, yo, Kaz, man's got the Pradas. I'm like, rah, why are you saying Kaz? And then, so I just sort of like left them and found some different types of girls. And now my mother of my kids are Swedish as well. So yeah, I went.
Oh, that's some good looking kids.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Buff. I can't lie. Yeah. They're buff still.
Also, Swedish people are really chill and they also do like really nice food. Julia, who's standing in there, is Swedish.
Hey!
Are you?
Yeah, she is.
Be careful, they're going to come to you now.
Yeah, they're coming for you, Julia.
I only know
careful.
Bad words like Sheftan, Fita, and...
You just made her blush. That is, I've never, ever seen that in my life.
Fita, Fita.
What does that mean?
I like your Fita, rumpa.
Ah! Does it mean vagina?
What does it mean, Miss Sweden inside?
Does it mean... Okay!
What does it mean?
The naughtiest word in the English language.
You can swear
it. What is that?
Cunt.
Oh, yeah, I rate that. I like that.
I rate that.
It just sounds so nice.
We rate it too.
No, it sounds better than cunt.
I hate
that
word.
Cunt sounds so like abrupt. Fita. It's just like, ooh, fita.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That sounds like
I like your fita.
Spanish.
I will defeat ya.
So, boys, let's talk a little bit about Viva.
Yeah.
It's a collective. You're involved with a lot of other musicians, producers, photographers, cinematographers. Tell me a little bit about this collective. You guys started off just as pals that were just jamming, right? And then it became something real. How did that all happen?
It's about being scripted on music for a long, long, long time. And then musically, we went on separate paths. And then I linked up with one of our friends called TJ, and he's part of a collective called Confect, The Confect. And... we just started making music, you know, just chilling out. And ironically, we started phoning a lot of our friends in Sweden. So then a lot of the music we made early on had voice notes from Swedish girls and really was heavily influenced in terms of vibe rather than sound or sonics. It was just more the vibe of people from Sweden influenced us to make the music we were making at the start. So one of the first songs we made was Stockholm Script, do you remember? Mm-hmm. And then me and you jumped on that. And then we made Summer of Love after that, which became Sweden today. And yeah, I think from that moment, all of a sudden, we realized that we had something kind of cool because, like, literally, people would love the vibe and then stick around. And then by default, because every time we went studio, we invited them, they were part of Viva. And then naturally, you've got a group of people that are just that are creating stuff together. Like Yinka was just there, and Yinka would be like, oh, I'll do the artwork for it. And then we realized we had something kind of special. Like, we had something that was self-sufficient, that ran by itself. We didn't really need help to create anything. We had everything in-house. So we just decided to like name, you know, figure out a name and the reason why we created it. And we just sort of ran from there.
It seems like a really modern way to make music, although it's been happening for years and years and years, collectives in different forms, arts and in all the different sort of artistic realms. But it seems like a kind of laid back approach to it, because I think like it must be so different than being in a band or being in, you know, a group of two people or being alone. You know, it seems a lot more relaxed. Is that how it comes across for you guys?
Well, Scoobs, compare Viva to our, you know, musical ventures earlier.
The Click. Awful. Do you know what it is? I feel like music's like, it's about feeling, and I feel like when you lose the feeling from music, it's just nice. So I feel like with us, we create music depending on how we feel at the time. So if we're in studio and we're talking about girls, we might make a girl tune. If we're in studio when we're smoking weed, we might make a tune about smoking weed. You get what I'm saying? So it's all about the feeling, and that's why it's so organic, because we don't go to studio and think, hey man, we're going to make this type of tune. We just go there, we start vibes in, and we might have girls and people around, and we're all having fun, and then we just make the music.
And that's why it's called Viva, because it's just a vibe.
We need to get down there, Laughter, so we can do some.
Some ad libs, some vocals, all of that. Come on.
Her, not me.
No, you can get involved as well.
Nah. You can. We've got our brethren, Demi. He works on 9 to 5. She's on our lead single. Like, it's just how it happens, literally. Everything happens by default. Just you being there is guilty by association in a really positive manner. So, not like if you walk down the road and go around a corner where it's really dangerous and like guilty by association, you're there, someone gets shot, shit, I'm in trouble now. It's like beautiful. Wow, we're making music
by association. Need to get in there and do some. Laughter's actually talented at making music. Do you feel the same as these boys in terms of making music with feelings and kind of doing it in the vibe?
Everything you were saying, I just didn't want to interrupt because I was enjoying what you were saying. But that's exactly how I work, and I agree. The idea of not forcing a session when you're just jamming in a session. And however you feel at the time, that's how I feel you make the best hits. The tunes that have been connecting are the ones that I didn't even think about. They just play the beat, I was like, hey, and you're just vibing in the session, and then you're just being normal. Vibes. Because, like you said, it's about the feeling. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just noise.
Yeah.
If you're just trying to put words together with no emotion, who's that going to connect to?
And I feel like that feeling transcends the music because people feel it. So when you listen to it, you kind of feel the vibe, and then we try and add on to that with the visuals. So if you look at our visuals, we try and make it very mood-orientated as well.
Sick. Like, so, we need to get in studio, me and you lot. Yeah. I'd love to get in.
That'd be dope. It's a gift and a curse, though, because now, like even now, my head was gone this morning. I had a massive just lash out on like Weezy and Joe, just going mad about everything. But it's because we're so comfortable around each other as friends, I can just sort of just be that comfortable and just say whatever I like and so on and so forth because we're friends. So it is a gift and a curse, because had it just been business orientated, you wouldn't feel as comfortable to say certain things, and you'd probably find the most appropriate way of saying it.
You're saying you've been organized. Arguing.
I mean, it's not really an argument, because them lot don't even entertain it. It's like, oh, shut up, poet. It's just me having my time
of
the month.
You being you at a certain time.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
Yeah, of course.
But it's because, like I said, it's because of the emotion surrounding everything. It is genuinely a feeling, and it's like you feel a particular way, you're not going to feel any way to express it. You're just going to be like, I'm going to embrace the moment, in opposed to hide it and then restrict it and then like release it later on when someone does something like slams the door by accident.
Can I ask a question? Controversial one.
I believe
not
you
that
should.
Serious, but. Yeah. Do you have competition in the group where people are like feel they're getting outshined?
Yes.
Or
Yeah, we're in the studio and everyone's writing. It's mad. I think I had a tune with Mertzden, and when I was making it, this guy was just dancing around like, oh, Scribs, I don't know if you're going to be able to do better than him. And that's how it is, and you have to work under that pressure. Men are laughing at you. You're just sitting there trying to listen to the beat and listen to these men chat shit at the same time. So it gets stressful, but it's healthy because pressure makes diamonds, isn't it? So
that's so true. Yeah. Like when I'm in the gym and stuff, and my trainer's like, you're a pussy, stop being a pussy. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yeah, you try and look cool, keep the cool exterior, but in your head, you're fuming and you're like, I'm going to prove you wrong.
You're a pussy.
You fool.
Honestly, he does call me a pussy all the time. Stop saying that.
Sorry. It's a nice word, though. It sounds like fritters.
It does. Oh, and we all love a fritter.
Exactly. And we all love fitter.
But you seem to get on really well, despite this. Because it's like having a brother, brothers and sisters and brothers. Like, it's like you're kind of playing with each other. Because it's not serious, but you're egging each other on to be the best that you can possibly be.
And he's my cousin, so that's just natural.
So you literally can't get away from each other. Like, it's family.
My whole life, he's been following me around.
As you are cousins, does it feel that there's been a nice progression in your music, watching each other and being around each other's music development? Have you felt that with each other? Like, are you quite proud of each other, watching each other grow and stuff?
Fuck this nigga, man. I ain't proud of
him. No, you're a dickhead. Hey, but listen, on a level, like all jokes aside, as annoying as he is, I feel like when you have people around you that are so driven, it's like inspiring. You get what I'm saying? So when you see people bear the fruits of their labour and they're so close to you, it's like, okay, this is why I have to work harder. So it's inspirational. But then it's a thin line, because some people might get jealous, some people might get bitter, you get what I'm saying? So that's why it's important that we keep the family vibe, because everyone kind of enjoys each other's success and we all try and help each other out.
Yeah, it's dope.
I feel like that's the way industry's going at the moment. Do you get that vibe as well? Like when I used to watch, when I was like in my like early teens, like 13, I used to watch, and it was all about Britney hating Christina Aguilera and like everyone being pitted against each other and rappers like hating each other because of beef and that was just made up and it wasn't even there. But now it seems like this new young industry is like, hey, I want to have this person on my track because I believe in them.
Until money gets involved.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I see where you're coming from. But like, welcome, Weezy. All right, when money gets involved, oh my god, bro! Like, they still. Cause you know what? At the end of the day, the music that we make, a lot of us, especially when it comes to like road rap and grime and so on and so forth, it derives from a place of struggle. So where it actually comes from, there's so much conflict. So just because it, you know, money gets involved and it gets to a hierarchy, it doesn't mean there's going to be less conflict. There's still conflict, because by the time you've started making music, you're probably like 18, 19 years old. You're conditioned to be a particular way. So if you're 25 years old and you're getting like, what, 50 grand a show, that sort of conflict that you've come from is still going to be there. So when someone else is in a position, you're like, oh, I don't even like my man, he's from my... You're still going to end up having beef in some capacity. But
I agree. I just had a recent altercation.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had a recent altercation. People, when it comes to money, that's the burnout of relationships. Like, people,
it should never be.
It shouldn't be, but it's people that come in randomly when they see you doing well and stuff, and then, I don't know, look, money is just a killer, man. It's burnt a lot of my relationships. It's
it
dumb.
Hasn't, though.
I feel like it's humans. It's I feel humans. Like humans ain't shit. That's what it is.
That's humans are shit, you know. Like, money, remember, money's a loan of gold. Gold doesn't exist. So really and truly, if you got £100, you're owed £100 of gold. You can't go and get that. So you have a note. They wrote a note and say, here's your £100 of gold. Now, today, obviously, it's money. We're being honest with you. Money doesn't exist. So you can't have a conflict about nothing.
Hey, bro,
so
I know what you're saying to me. It's
the people that have the problem. Because I've got money.
Yeah.
He's got money. We don't argue about money. So
yeah. I've got no money.
Harriet, we can change that, darling. Take a walk with me.
Yay! Well, I'm glad I'm going to get something out of my show now. I'm going to get some paid.
You're a champion, babe.
Poet's going to take me out for dinner at Nando's. Not organised one, though. because Laughter just had her press day. She had a lot of people come and chat to her at Nando's, where she got free Nando's.
Yeah.
I rate that.
You should hit up Nando's Studio PR. They're really nice. Hook you up at the end as well.
I think I know. Do you know Alika? There's a girl that works there, studio engineer. She's called Alika.
Alika. Now I'm talking about the people that organise it, like Rochelle, Victoria, and Abby. I think it's Abby.
Weezy's the manager outside. My head's gone right now.
Yeah.
Listen, you can all take me to Nando's later, okay?
That's dope.
Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
The track originally obviously features the Summer of Love sample. That's why it was originally called Summer of Love. But you sort of moulded it into Sweden because of your love for Sweden and all your different influences.
Or the label. We should tell the truth.
Technicalities.
Technicalities and all that. Fuck, we made Summer of Love, man. Like, do you know what it is? Art is so mad. Like we made Summer of Love out of bare jokes. Like, we loved the Lonnie song. I think Lonnie's a fucking bad boy for that song. So we called it Summer of Love out of, like, respect for the artist. We thought, if we're going to sample the song, I'd rather give it the same name. So that way, when you realise it's a sample and you type in Summer of Love, the original will come up as well. So I wanted people to understand where we had got it from. Unfortunately, we were unable to get the sample cleared, so we just had to think of an alternative. And the alternative, because we never actually imagined the prospect of doing an alternative, we just sort of like ran with the label. But because the chorus said Sweden, it was like, let's just call it Sweden and find the compromise. But it's dope, though. It's still dope.
It's a sick tune. I love the video. It's got all the vibes that you were discussing about when you travelled to Sweden and the vibes that you liked when you're there and how you like to fit. It kind of came across how you feel about the place and stuff.
That's dope.
You had a big party last week, is that right?
Oh, that was fucking,
it's amazing.
Tell me about that. What happened?
Where was our invite?
Thank you.
It was a vibe.
You got to feel the Viva.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. It was a whole load of Viva.
Tell us what happened. Where was it? What went down?
It was in Hospital Club.
Oh, sick.
A place called Hospital Club.
Which is in Central London, right?
Yeah. So a whole load of our friends and people that love our music. Couple industry people. Loads of beautiful women.
Jeez.
All of us. Alcohol.
Living it up.
Life.
Yeah, it was great. And then, do you know what? We played music. We had Specs, our DJ. Oh, yeah, he's another person. I have 17 people in Viva right now. So we had Specs, the DJ.
19, Specs. If you count us two.
Okay, so now it's 19.
Shit, man's like so solid cast.
But yeah, Specs was DJing. We had Chucky DJing. Yeah.
Amy Becker
from Radar, DJing. And then we performed a couple tunes.
Sick.
And then we just played out the rest of the night. And it was a vibe. Everyone had fun.
And is this something you're going to start doing on a regular thing? Or
that's our fourth one.
Can we come again? When's the next one?
You'd have to come. Not really come again.
First time.
Yeah, it's come the first time. First of all,
how do you
know
I wasn't secretly there?
Hey, I bet you were, Harriet. Were you there?
No. Oh, I wish I had been.
It was amazing.
But when does it get planned, or is it quite last minute? You just drop it and.
It's not really last minute. It's like, again, I know it sounds so mad, but like, a party should be, I feel like you should only have parties to celebrate something.
Yeah.
Otherwise it just becomes a bit tedious. So like if when people do a venue event, for example, and it's every fortnight or every month or whatever, it to me is tedious. But I've come to the fourth one, I don't even really know why I'm here. So we always try and center our party around a celebration of something. So like the next one I'm thinking of is probably doing like a cinema party. where we're going to shoot like two videos, and then we play them in a cinema, we get like popcorn and all of that shit, and then we just get fucked up afterwards. Sick. So if you center it around something and make it mad unique, then people are more gravitating towards the whole experience rather than just another party with just another DJ and just another set of music.
That's so true, because it is like with that thing of organising events that you're like, oh god, it's the same thing again. You have to, even the person organising it finds it like boring.
100% bruv. And then even if you do like the token of Valentine's party, Halloween, it's still like shit. Like, life has been existing for so long, like, can't we think of something a little bit original? Although nothing's really original, just something that kind of stems from you, not a fucking pagan holiday. Like, I don't know why I celebrate Halloween. I don't, to be fair.
But I do.
Things like that, I don't see the purpose of doing a party centred around something that's not really to do with you.
Well, like, because you can dress up as a sexy vampire.
Yeah, but you can do that on any day, babe, if you was my girl anyway. But I don't know what other ways we do.
Fine. Can I ask you, this is a controversial question, although yours was so much better than mine. Yeah. Is there a boss? Is there a person that leads
There's
it?
There's two.
Oh, is it you two?
No, not me. No, I'm an artist. We've got Paul and we have Wheezy. Those two are the most knowledgeable when it comes to the business, and they allow us to just focus on the music. What? And obviously there's other people that get involved in the dirty business.
Boss man.
Yeah.
Boss man. We've got two boss man.
But that's what we always argue. Wheezy knows I love him, but I just get frustrated sometimes. I'm just like, what the fuck, man? Like, we should be fucking amazing.
And you are amazing.
We are, but I just want... Do you know what it is? I just feel like we have a message that I want the world to know. I really want the world to know. And sometimes I'm a little bit impatient. And if I look at everything, I'm like, wow. If we're all giving 100%, then we'll be in a better position today. And I look it in the mirror and I'm like, am I even giving 100%? So when I'm acknowledging that I'm not, I think to myself, if that's filtering down to everyone, considering the fact that I have such a high position... We need to fucking change this shit. So I get a bit pissed off.
Nah, boss man.
You're doing it now. You're sending the message by doing it and coming into radio and keep doing it. You can't. If you think you're not doing it, then you won't. You're going to see all the negatives. But actually, you're a poet, bruv. Everyone knows poet.
I know, but you're not a kid. Not everyone.
Everyone knows you. I've known you since I was even a kid, young. I just remember you sat on a toilet seat in one video.
Yeah,
that's what I know you from.
I was really out here.
Do you know,
I was sick.
It's all relative, innit? So for me, what Poet does is amazing. But from Poet's viewpoint, it's all relative to where he sees himself in the future. You get what I'm saying?
I fully get that.
My checkpoint is so far removed from where I am. Everything that happens beforehand is just like, well, this should fucking happen, innit? And it's not that I don't appreciate it. It's just that, I just need to get to that place where I need to be so I can find out some new shit that I don't know. That I'm finding new stuff every day, but I know when I get to that checkpoint, the insight I'm going to have on just things and how I can help people and like the youth clubs I can open in Tottenham and all that shit, it's going to be sick. Like, we can just change the world. So right now, I just get...
Enjoy the moment, man. Enjoy the moment.
No, the difference between you, though, is that actually you even saying that is so powerful, because the difference between musicians is you're saying you want to get to a place that you want to get to.
Yeah.
Just so you know, when you get there, you're going to want to go somewhere else.
I know, of course, 100%.
But you saying that the reason you want to get there is because you want to help people and you want to do something different and make an impact is special.
That's beautiful, man. Like, the opportunities that I've had are so crazy that I've had to fight for them, and I just don't want the next generation or anyone coming forward have to do this unnecessary fight to get somewhere that you actually should be allowed to be in the first place. Do you know what I mean? And if that's able, like, if we can re-educate an audience that's a little bit older than us on what is important in life and how you should help people, then that can filter down from, like, because our parents didn't really tell us any of this shit. Like, we're here because we believe it, but imagine parents did allow their kids to have an insight into what you can do. You'd have such an earlier generation of entrepreneurs and so on and so forth, and we're only getting that now.
We are the generation of the entrepreneurs.
We are the generation, so it's like, we have to make a thing, though. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, every opportunity we get to help, we have to, because if that filters out, fucking hell, we'll have such a better world. Like, little things like going on the street saying hello to someone won't be obscene or be a bit weird, or it's just going to be normal. And that's the world I want to live in. This world is fucking shit.
Wise words.
I was going to say,
although it's not shit, can I just say it's great, and we're having a lovely time here.
No, you lot make it amazing. But the world on a whole, man, like, where it can be, like, if people actually understood the beauty about doing something sick for someone, that feeling you feel when you know you've helped someone and it's helped them prosper and they've just gone off and done something great, that's fucking
priceless.
We're all wired differently. You ain't ever gonna get that of 100% of people, because your brain, everyone's brain functions differently. And I taught psychology, so there's some networks in there where people ain't even gonna be having emotions, let
that's
alone
fucked.
Wanting to help someone else. You know what I mean? So I've been thinking about all the same thing you're saying. I've been researching that. Why does jealousy exist? Why is there psychopaths? Why is this? But you ain't ever gonna get 100% of no happiness as long as you're doing the right thing. You're your own.
I just
want
to provide the option. Like, I don't want to tell anyone what to do. That's wrong. I don't feel like I should. But I just want everyone to know there is this wonderful option of being nice. It's fucking real. It's great. These are the rewards from it. And I just feel like people don't know that. So they just sort of like seclude themselves into something they do know. So imagine you grow up in an estate, there's just drug dealers. If people told you you could be a fucking astronaut, you wouldn't believe it, because it's not real to you. It's not there. So
parenting.
If I could just like sort of educate the people that are not able to touch what they want to... That'll be sick. Man, watch Stranger Things. That is sick as well.
Yeah, Stranger Things 2 is out now.
Yeah, sorry.
Guys, honestly, this has been quite profound. You guys are absolute gems. Thank you for coming into the studio and bringing your positivity and bringing all the love. I absolutely love this track. It's your debut release.
Thank you.
Everyone needs to go and hit it up. It's called Sweden. Go and check it out right now. We're going to have a little listen. Will you introduce it for us?
Go on, Scrubs.
Yep, it's Viba. Sweden, hope you enjoy it. We do. Hope everyone in the studio enjoys it. And we love you, FIBA.
We love you.
Yeah. Might as well invite skits then.
Barring, barring, barring.
I'm skits, girl, I'm not saying. On a dark night, I go bang. Girl ain't tame. Like EA Sports, I got game. No nose games, leave that. Come my drum, I'll beat that. My love's like drugs, you relapse. Now let it sink in like beanbags. Shout free max when I feel waves. Scratch my back like you're a DJ. Bring your friend, we can have a freeway. If your hips don't lie, girl, call me PK. If I move too fast, slow it down. Slow it down, slow it down. Moscow flows on the coldest style. Big like toes, so you know my style.
Hey, she went round with the camera. Told her smile for the camera. I went blow with the camera, and she got wows with the glamour. Yeah, you and your free friends, come link with us for the weekend. Them man pre us, we don't pre them. Madon's finesse it in Sweden.
Sweden, 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 Sweden.
Us man are down in the DM.
Down in the DM.
Madon's finesse it in Sweden.
Sweden, 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 Sweden.
Feel it up with no feeling.
Feelings, feelings,
Madon's feelings. Madon's finesse it in Sweden.
See, I had a downing, browning, stepping all over me. Meant to elope, but supposedly. Bros will be bros, so my bros will be. Hiding my phone when she rolls on me. Blessed but I'm mad, cause now gal wanna act so I close the scene. Two men are fiending like Jodeci. Head held over me, pun that, run back, sex getting overly mad. Short little nigga with a backpack, pouring the liquor then I back that. Touring, killing them, vibe, four figure minimum, grab that. Bournemouth, killing them, smash that. Sweden, Stockholm, love, course I'll be giving them that back. Forces are imminent, that's fact. Pre-Insta, pre-Snapchat, Team Diva, free cash stacks.
She went round with the camera, told her smile for the camera. I went blow with the camera, and she got wows with the glamour. Yeah, you and your free friends, come link with us for the weekend. Them man pre us, we don't pre them. Madon's finesse it in Sweden. She went round with the camera, told her smile for the camera. I went blow with the camera, and she got wows with the glamour. Yeah, you and your free friends, come link with us for the weekend. Them man pre us, we don't pre them. Madon's finesse it in Sweden.
Sweden, 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 Sweden.
Us man are down in the DM.
Down in the DMs.
My dog's finesse in Sweden.
Sweden, 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 Sweden.
Feel it up with no feeling.
Feelings, feelings, feelings.
My dog's finesse in Sweden.
She said, she said, she said. She said, she said.
She went round with the camera, told her smile for the camera. I went blow with the camera, and she got wows with the glamour. Yeah, you and your free friends, come link with us for the weekend. Them man pre us, we don't pre them. Madon's finesse it in Sweden.
Sweden, 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 Sweden.
Us man are down in the DM.
Down in the DM.
Madon's finesse it in Sweden.
Sweden, 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 Sweden.
Feel it up with no feeling.
Feelings, feelings,
Madon's
feelings.
Madon's finesse it in Sweden.
Hey, this is Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Why you always-
always gotta be like that, like that. Trust issues, man, my bad. My back's got stab wounds in it, my bad. My past got snake ones in it, fuck by my last. I'm just tryna get where my family's at. If I die soon, no asthma attack. Breathe in, breathe out, in, breathe out. But I ain't gonna get it unless my ass is fat. Said producers that I used to chase. A lot of will you just listen to my tape. A lot of I know that I don't got a name. But a lot of I know I'm gonna break. A lot of these dick riders finna change. I don't even got one, I'm getting brains. I don't even got one, I'm getting ratings. Bitch, you just a little late, so please step to the side. I got real ones waiting to ride for me. Waiting to ride for me. So, you know, get to the front of the line. I got real ones waiting from time for me. You ain't ready to fight with me. Driftwood ways, moving like we knew this, but we read it off your wiki page. Strangers waving flag these days, but I ain't mad at the new love. I'm just mad at the old ones trying to bust a switch up. These producers that I used to chase, I used to hear that I'm too new for the game. A lot of these weak ones that I'ma replace. Brush me off, I'ma make that a mistake. A lot of these dick riders finna change. I don't even got one, I'm getting brains. I don't even got one, I'm getting ratings. Bitch, you just a little late, so please step to the side. I got real ones waiting around.
Phone calls. Do you know Jessie Reyez?
No, I don't.
She's from Canada. She's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that sounded lit.
She's really, really lyrically talented and got a lot going on for her. I went to see her perform a couple of months ago at the Ace Hotel and she was unbelievable. Good girl. Huge love for Viva.
Mad energies, isn't it?
Really lovely guys.
Yeah,
positivity.
Proper.
Also, that Sweden track is sick.
Yeah, it is.
Really good. You did well.
Thank you. I'm learning.
I'm a little bit worried about you taking my job now.
Never.
Yeah, we'll see.
Only way I'll do it is if I do it with you.
Oh, okay. Let's do a double act then.
Yeah, definitely.
But don't try and make me do emceeing or anything because that'll be really bad. I've tried it before. I can beatbox a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Drop it then.
No, not really.
Aww.
I had a girl, Grace Savage, came in and she taught me how to beatbox and I was awful.
Oh, that's a shame.
Can you beatbox?
Nah. I can do a bit, but I'm not gonna. That's it, yeah.
That's just sounded like me burping behind my hands.
Music teacher used to try and teach kids and she said, say, boots and cats.
Boots and cats and boots and cats.
Yeah.
Oh, that's original, man.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard that before, but didn't think about it. And then you're like bringing it in. I'm like, yeah.
You sounded lit.
Also, your music teacher sounds great. My music teacher was teaching me about like playing the flute.
Now mine was actually in that with everyone. She was the cool teacher.
No, mine wasn't cool. Well, she wasn't not cool. She was fine, but she just, all I learned was how to play the recorder. And then I fancied the trumpet teacher. So I did that for about 3 weeks. And then that
you
was
fancied
it.
That's why you actually learned to do it.
Yeah.
Then what happened? You fell out of love.
Right, I guess I did. Or I just couldn't be bothered, which is more like me.
Fair enough.
Now, I've got a special game for you.
Oi, oi.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah, come then, a bit of gaming.
You know how much you love my games as well.
Yeah, they're so fun.
Okay, so your name's Laughter, your EP's called LOL. It's out now, by the way, go and buy it.
But right now.
to celebrate the release, we've got a little game where I'm going to play you some celebrity laughs, and you're going to guess whose laughs they are.
Ooh.
They are all musicians.
Okay.
And
from the UK, all over.
All over.
All right.
And I will help you because obviously, but there's two at least of these. If you don't get them, I'm going to be like, are you kidding? Because
right,
they're
cool.
So distinctive. But I'm going to kick off with a more difficult one, which is completely out of nowhere. Like, it's not related to you in any way in terms of musically, in terms of genre.
Okay.
So don't like...
So I won't get it, basically.
Maybe not.
Right.
No, because you'll definitely know the person.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a girl.
Oh, okay.
You would tell that as soon as I play it. But this is the LOL game.
Yeah.
Lolicopter. LOL Ruffle. Lol's Lamau.
Oh, mad. It goes with my EP name.
Down with the Kids.
Jeez.
This is Laughter's LOL game, okay? You ready? Kicking off Laughter's LOL game, number one. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go again. Ready?
That sounds like a Scream movie or something. A horror...
It does, actually. Let's go again.
Oh, my gosh.
That is scary. Yeah, it is quite scary, yeah. So, who do you think it is? Think pop star.
I thought Janet Jackson when I heard that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not wrong in terms of the levels of pop star.
Mm.
But think younger than Janet. Younger than Janet and more pop.
Mm.
Pop. The pop princess, you could say. No, older than that.
Celine Dion...
Younger than that. Pop princess. So think of who is the biggest pop star.
Britney.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Crazy laugh.
That sounds like her, actually.
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Love that girl. Yeah. Love that girl.
Yeah, rate her, man.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Jeez.
Okay, we've got a boy next. Are you ready?
Coming in. Is this person from the UK?
This person is not from the UK. Now, that is taken from a clip from a while ago, but take the beginning of the laugh because it's in his music quite a lot.
I thought so.
Again.
Is it a trap person? Someone that does trap?
No, it's hip hop.
Kanye.
Close, but no cigar. Nearly.
Jay-Z.
Yeah!
I was going to say Jay-Z first as well. Yeah, that's Jay-Z 100%.
Yeah, boy. Because he does that. Because I know it from the track that he did with Papa Roach.
How did that one go?
He did a whole album with them, seven songs. At the beginning of one of them he goes,
yeah,
and then he goes, you're wasting your talent, Randy.
Yeah, do you remember it?
And that's how I know that laugh, but yeah. He always does it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He does sound like it.
It's your boy. Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Right, okay, up next we have got, I'll do a girl now. So, that is actually really hard, but that's why I've done these, because I want them to be difficult. Ready? We talked about her today. We talked about her today.
Did we? You're testing my memory now.
She is in similar career to you. She is American.
Rihanna?
She's more similar to you than Rihanna.
Oh, Cardi B.
Close.
Nicki.
Yay!
That's how she laughs.
Yeah.
Raw. Her laugh is different. I thought she'd have a bit more sexier laugh.
No, she's got quite a cackle.
Ah.
Yeah, but you always got to trust a woman with a cackle because that means they can fully let themselves go.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. They're free. They're not like...
No, she's like...
Yeah.
That's like me when I go. Okay, last one.
Yeah.
If you don't get this, I'm going to be so surprised. This is the only UK one.
Go on. Stormzy.
Yeah!
He sounded like
the
him.
The man himself.
I love his laugh,
it's
actually.
It's so cute.
It is really cute, and it just shows his personality. Like, he's a nice guy, man.
He properly, like, giggles, doesn't he?
Yeah, he proper laughs like a little kid.
Yeah.
He tweeted my EP, actually.
I saw that.
Yeah, I was gassed, I'm not going to lie.
He's going to take a listen, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He did say that when I met him at Rated Awards.
How was that, by the way, Rated Awards?
Yeah, it was really, really good, actually. A lot of people showed up. I think it's just nice for all the UK artists to be in one room. I think I would have liked it a bit more, like, I don't know, the crowd could have been more receptive to the acts. I think they were just sat quietly. Like, in America, when you've got these shows, like, or these award shows, the Americans sing all the bars for everyone. The industry was being a bit like...
It might have been a lot of industry there, which tends to happen.
Yeah, but in the UK, in the US, they're not like that. US, they'll sing along. Like, I was the only one jumping at the front to everyone. I was going mad.
You were the hype girl.
I was the hype girl. I even got on stage with Steph London.
Oh, yeah, love stuff.
Yeah, I rate her, man. I think she was the only female that performed, wasn't she?
There was a little chat about that. A lot of people said they wanted to see more women nominated and up there.
Like, there was no female DJs. I rate what they're doing. I'm sure there's a lot of pressure, and hopefully there's improvements next year.
That's and also, it's the first one, isn't it? So
it's the second one, isn't it?
I thought it was the very first one.
No, it's the second one.
Oh, okay. Well, they do need to improve then.
Yeah, they do. They do need to improve.
Can I just quickly go back to the fact that you only got one out of four?
One? Oh. No. What, you mean without giving me hints and stuff?
Because no, I'm only joking. Britney. You got four out of four, my babe.
Yay.
Anything for you.
Thank you.
I just want to say a big congratulations on the new EP.
Oh, I appreciate that.
That's why we did the little celebratory game.
I appreciate that, Harriet.
Do you like these games that I make up for you?
Proper, I'm competitive, you know. So, yeah, I love it. They're wicked games.
What was the last one we did where I made you laugh? Oh, I did
the
dad jokes, didn't I?
Someone else tried that at another radio show.
Did it not work?
Their jokes were worse.
Like, good.
They didn't even make me laugh.
Oh, so you just were like straight. And then also you were like, this isn't as good as when Harriet
Yeah, it wasn't. Someone already did it, you know, and it's killed now.
Yeah. I'm always the first. Well, probably not, but I try to be.
Mm.
So let's go back to a little bit more music news and reviews. Obviously, we heard Rihanna and NERD's song. What did you think?
Sick. I didn't expect any less. Like, that is a massive collaboration. They should have collabed time ago, but like we said earlier, the time is now. And yeah, just the sounds of it just sound authentic, real. Like, it took me back a bit as well. And yeah, man, I want to hear that and bang it out again. It made me move.
Mm-hmm.
And Rihanna's rapping, innit?
Yeah.
Mad.
And she's just like incredible. I love her so much.
Yeah.
I can't wait for her to release more music. I'm constantly excited by anything she does.
Yeah, me too. She is like, just actually, remember when she first came out with that, is it Ponder Replay tune?
Umbrella was the first one, wasn't it? Was no, it, it was Ponder Replay. And then it was Umbrella with Jay-Z, and it was
like, whoa. But she's just grown so much. So it's like really inspiring to see someone start at a certain level and just take it and become like the world's best. Do you know what I mean? She's up there with Beyonce and she's still killing it. I just get intrigued by everything she does. I'm never bored of her. And you know why? Because I think she's real. She's not fake. She stayed true to herself. Even though no matter what pop tune she's doing, like, it connects to me.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
She's got that sort of level of like... there was once this article on BuzzFeed about her meet and greets with her fans, and it was like compared to Avril Lavigne, and Avril Lavigne like is like nowhere near their fans, and she's like not hugging, whereas Rihanna's like hugging them and like pretending to get engaged.
So
and,
Avril Lavigne
like,
was being like, Theresa May,
having loads of fun, and that's the kind of personality that we see, and she just seems like a good, rounded, lovely lady,
and she's hot.
Yeah, she's fit.
Yeah.
As fuck. Skepta's dropped a new EP.
Yeah.
Boom Boom Shake the Room. Vicious.
Yeah, Vicious is sick still.
Halloween EP. He obviously really likes Halloween.
Yeah.
Because last year he released No Security, the Halloween edition, on Halloween this time last year.
Yeah, he did. You're right.
And so he must love a bit of Halloween, do you think?
Skepta loves Halloween and he just loves surprising people. Like, he's a legend. Think about how much he's done this whole year with his trainers, his hats, his clothing, and now he's dropped this EP. I'm sure there'll be an album coming from him, so yeah.
Big tune with ASAP Rocky on there. I think we've got it on the list to play a little bit later.
Yeah, it's sick.
Also, like, I kind of like, because ASAP Rocky's been gone for a little minute. Like,
he's just gone off the radar a bit.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice to have him back as well.
Definitely.
But so many exciting things are happening. Oh, this is good. So do you know Harry Styles from One Direction?
Oh, yeah.
So he is doing some gigs in London right now, and people have been, even though they've got tickets, they've been sleeping rough outside to be the first person to get in the venue.
Right, are you being serious?
Yeah.
There are pictures of that.
Yeah.
You've got to show me them.
Like, yeah.
They must be really, I don't know if I'd sleep outside for him, but when you got diehard, ride hard fans, like, I can imagine that happening. They must be really excited to see him. Well, how long they been there for?
2 days before the gigs. And he sent out like pizzas and hot chocolate and stuff. But
that's too cute.
This was the next level thing that then happened. He was on stage and he slipped over on a kiwi because his fans have started to throw fruit on stage for him. So it's no longer throwing your knickers. It's you got to throw your five a day on for Harry Styles.
Why did they throw fruit though? I don't get it.
No one knows. But all we do know is that the latest is that they have stopped the sale of kiwis in Manchester, the Asda next door to the venue, because they're too scared for Harry Styles' safety.
My days. Like, that's serious.
Oh, he has a song called Kiwi. That's why.
Ah, now it makes sense.
That is so funny because there's that song called Pineapple that Glass Animals had, and they had they was restricted from Reading because obviously pineapples. Saying to my producer Nat earlier, she was like, "Actually, pineapples are quite dangerous. You could hurt yourself." A kiwi? How has he managed to hurt himself on a kiwi? Poor lad.
That's what I'm thinking. But he must have. There must have been a lot of kiwi,
it.
Though.
Yeah. So they're not selling them in the. So if you try, if you're going to Harry Styles in Manchester, you cannot buy a kiwi at the Asda next door. Don't even try.
He's going to be limping on stage. You don't want that.
I just feel bad for all the people who want to buy kiwis.
You actually like that they threw the kiwis, don't you? You'd be at the front throwing kiwis.
I'm going to throw a kiwi at Harry Styles if I see him. No, I mean, I feel bad for people not going to the gig. But apparently if you're over 25, you can have a kiwi. Because they don't think that anyone over 25 is going to see Harry Styles.
I think it's the other way around.
Oh, do you think?
I think over 25s would get involved, man. There's no, they'll be drinking, getting
throwing
waved.
Throwing kiwis.
Exactly.
If you were to pick a fruit that people would throw on stage at you, what would it be, laughter?
It would have to be, nah, strawberries are too small. You'd actually feel it. Bananas will be weird. maybe.
Bananas might be a bit weird, but you do
well,
like yellow.
Berries. I'll do berries.
Okay, because that's low pain, but very slippy. You could make some wine on stage with that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Just do some grape stomping.
Fall and lick the floor.
That'll
be
cool. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I've got a little segment that I want to do with you, shit or hit. Yeah. I told you a little bit about it earlier,
yeah, you did,
didn't
you
I?
Did.
Maxwell D's going to be coming in a little minute, but I think we've got time for a little bit of shit or hit, so let's have a go.
Done, though.
In this game, we're going to listen to three snippets of songs, and you can decide whether you think they're a hit or a shit. So up first, we have Migos Motorsport featuring Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Cardi B.
Motorsport, yeah. Put that thing in sports. Shout it bad, pop it like a court. Pop it. You a dork, never been a sport. Dork, yeah. Pull up, jumping out the court. Cotton candy, my cook tastes like the fat.
Ooh, I know you only heard Migos there, but you've heard the song before, haven't
I've heard
you?
It, it's a hit. You can't go wrong. Yeah, the beats are banger. What they've done is sick, yeah.
Oh, I like that you like it. I love it.
Yeah.
It's cool. We discussed it a minute ago, didn't we? The Cardi B, Nicki Minaj thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trying to pit girls against each other really annoys me.
Yeah, I know, because they're trying to make Nicki and Cardi like as if they've got beef or war, but they really ain't. They're cool with each other. They've made a song, people. That's clear in the air. Stop trying to find controversy.
Yes, exactly.
And they made a banger.
Yeah, they made a banger. And also, like, people don't realise a lot of the time, these artists don't go into the studio together, especially with songs like this. It's like they record their thing and it's sent to, like Nicki said, I review everything that's put out under my name. Like, I know everything. Of course I knew that this song was coming out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Do you think they went in studio together then?
No.
Nah, they didn't. Weren't. Oh, that's a shame. That would have been good if they were.
Yeah. But they don't need to, do they? Because they recorded the song and then he decided to put Cardi B on it.
Yeah, I guess so. But I think it's when you go in studio with someone and write, the feeling's different. Rather than just sending a verse, I think there'll be more of a like connection in the studio when you write with people.
100%.
Yeah.
Of course there is. But in terms of this, I think that from what Nicki said on social media, it was like, oh, well, just we did the song. Migos and I did the song. And then we decided that it would be a good idea to have Cardi B on it.
Yeah, I think it's sick that Cardi went on it because we know that Cardi murked her verse. Like, for me, I love what Cardi did. I'm not going to lie because, like I said before, I've heard Cardi stuff. They weren't the sickest. When she dropped the new one, obviously, everyone's singing it. It's a banger. I was like, is she going to come back with a sick verse? And she did. So
it's funny because a lot of people were saying, like, I don't really rate her. And I was like, because I didn't know anything from what she'd been doing before.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, this is Bodak Yellow is like the first thing that I've heard, which is the same for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because obviously she was a star of Love and Hip Hop. Yeah. She used to be a stripper.
Yeah.
She's got like quite an interesting story to her life.
Mm.
She's now engaged.
Yeah, that was nice. Did you see the little
Yeah,
the way
Offset.
He went down on his knees.
Like, I know. It was cute.
That is proper
on stage.
Cute. Everyone would love that.
Oh yeah.
They say when you tell the whole world you love a person, like you go down and show it that it's actually real love as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm willing to go down in front of this whole world and show my love to you. This is real. When you try and keep it, imagine them players. You're the side thing, innit? They're not going to say you're the girlfriend. They're not going to put you out. This guy's really been sticking by her, and the ring that he got her,
it is really expensive.
It is a massive. Like, that is like, if you sit, I could be 10 metres away from you, I'm going to see that flash in my eye.
Yeah, that's going to poke my eye out.
That is going to poke my
eye
out.
Don't come near me with your fingers.
Yeah, It's not the finger, it's the ring, the shine that's even going to get us.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, it's every element of it. It looks like it's worth a lot of money. Do you think it is, or do you think it's like one of those ones from a twisty sweet shop thing?
Amazon, they do some fake rings, because I was looking for some fake ones just for a prop. But nah, I know.
No, they do actually, don't they? Yeah. Like costume rings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, that's definitely a real ring. Cardi B ain't going to have that. She'll out him. Cardi will be like, yo, this ring is fake. Like,
this ring is not heavy enough.
Yeah, she would say it.
Nah, it's definitely heavy enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think they're going to be... Because they've only been together for just under a year. They've been together since the beginning of the year. What do you think about like getting engaged that quick?
I know, I knew he was going to say that. I was thinking that as well. I just think if you find true love, like, there's no time limit as to when you should get married or whenever. If it's true love, you can sense it. And if it is as true as they're saying it, then yeah, good for them. Like, I wish them all the best for the future. How they're going to be in the future, we don't know. But they seem like a perfect couple because they're both in the limelight. They both do music. It would collapse, I think, if Cardi was like the bigger one and he was just not even doing music and he'd get jealous. But they're actually both very successful. So that power couple.
Power couple indeed.
Yeah, goals.
Who's your favourite power couple in music?
Come on. Who do you think I'm going to say?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Don't know. Are you, like, they have been a power couple forever. Obviously, there was a bit of controversy when Beyonce, the Solange tried to kick down or slap Jay-Z, whatever she tried to do.
Well, because he did some naughty things, didn't he? Which he's now since admitted and said sorry.
Yeah, in the tunes. And it takes a big man to take responsibility.
And it takes a big man to actually, if you listen back to Jay-Z's older stuff and like the kind of ego, and in a good way, the ego and the vibes that come into it, to actually be in a song and be like, I nearly ruined my life because I had sex with someone. What was I thinking? I think that's pretty cool.
Proper, like, big, like, respect, hands up to him. Like, he owned up, he put it out to the world. Like, he nearly made a mistake. Who was it with again?
Becky with the good hair.
Oh yeah, it was.
We don't know who that is though.
Yeah, but I think there was pictures going around.
Nah, there have been loads of people that suggested who Becky with the good hair is. Apparently it's someone like someone's ex-wife or something.
She ain't worth it. Beyonce is Queen Bee, you know what I mean?
Beyonce's really attractive.
The only person, maybe Rihanna, I'd accept him to cheat.
Yeah. Rihanna's uber attractive. Who would you rather go on a night out with, Rihanna or Beyonce?
Rihanna. Come on.
Yeah, straight away.
Beyonce might be sipping tea.
Yeah. She might be having green tea, whereas Rihanna's definitely having a drink.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page about that laughter. Are you enjoying your time, by the way? We've already done an hour and 6 minutes. Does it even feel like that?
Nah, it's been so fun. Like, look, having all your guests here as well. Like, everyone's been so nice. Like, I'm looking forward to having Maxwell D next.
Maxwell D's coming up in a little minute.
Yes.
But I need to finish off this game with you because you're too good at it. You're keeping me talking because you're so good.
Aww.
Next up in Hit or Shit, we've got, I thought I'd play this because we'd already chatted about it, Chris Brown Party. This is the one featuring Usher. All right. I'm interested to see what you think of this one. We know how to party, how to party up. We know how to party, how to party up. We know how to party, how to party up. We know how to party, how to party up. We know how to party. Do you know how to party, Chris Brown?
Do you know what?
You're telling us that you do.
I feel like I did like it, but then I didn't like it. It's shit for me. Do you know why? Because before I heard it, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, why is he doing a song like this? It's cheesy, man. But then I heard it and it grew on me a bit because it got rinsed. But no, it's definitely, I think it's shit, unfortunately.
She said it, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Sold and done.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I don't know how I feel about Chris Brown.
What, since the whole Rihanna thing, you mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I watched this film. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it.
Bruv, you need to watch it. Sorry, sis. I like calling you bruv.
No, you can call me whatever you want, babe.
Yeah, so like...
As long as it's not like bitch or something.
Yeah, no, I won't call you a bitch. But yeah, basically...
I feel sorry for him, definitely. But there's an element of... I don't know. I just feel weird about it.
I think he's hot. I think he's been through a lot. And in the film, you get a real insight into it all.
Yes, because there was a bit of... both ways going on. Yeah, I did see a clip of it and I did see that element, but also it still is what it is.
I know what you mean. Like, that stuff, like, you can't be putting your hand on a woman. Like, there's no excuse.
Either way, you can't put your hand on a man or a woman.
True.
I think.
True, but apparently they both did it to each other. That's what I'm saying to you. It's like, they're not innocent, both of them, but I think with a force and what ended up happening to Rihanna, like, what, when did you stop? Like, why did you go that far? Do you know what I mean? Why didn't you say to yourself, you know what, I'm just going to walk away rather than slap or punch this girl and bruise her up, nearly kill her? That, you could have killed her. You're a big man with a fist. Like, have you seen Chris Brown? Like, he's got all this energy and strength. You could have killed the woman.
Do you feel like he's done this big album because he's been working on it for so long, because he wanted to take such a big break, that's why he sort of like laid out this like massive dialogue album for 45 songs?
He's always in a studio. I follow him on Instagram. He always is doing something. But saying that, he's been releasing stuff, even.
But it's all been features. He's not released his, like many of his, he has released some of his own tracks. I mean, obviously, we had Fortune 2012. That was the last number one album.
He's had a break and just probably wanted to come back like fresh. And he's had a break just recording, probably getting his head right. He sounds like a bit emotional. He probably broke up with every girl. I'm sure he's just been trying to be focused, man.
45 tracks is focused, right?
Yeah, that is focused. Yeah.
Right, so up next we've got Turn My Heart to Stone. Now, I want to know what you... Let's have a little listen to this one because I want to just know straight up what you think of it.
Who is it?
That's Mo, pronounced Mo, but it's spelt Mo. So she is a, I think she's Swedish. No, I think she's from Norway, Norwegian. I think she's Norwegian. And she's incredible. She did loads of bangers that you'd have heard before, but she's just released a new EP and it's, in my opinion, very, very good. We're going to play a song from it a little bit later.
Do you know what? I was going to say shit, but I haven't heard the whole song. But you know what I like about it? And
yeah,
that makes it hit. It's different.
Mm.
You're not sounding like everyone else. And bruv, you're hitting some high notes. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Like,
oh, hello.
Whoa, hi there. Like, no, that's going to be a hit, innit? That's going to be a banger.
I think so. I'm going to play you one of her. In fact, I'll play it now so that you can hear what she sounds like in a full track. This is her track, When I Was Young. We're going to have Maxwell D in the studio up after this, but this is When I Was Young by Muh, and you can make a final decision because you're going to hear all of it.
Cool.
When the sky was cold and I needed no protection, as the wind would blow a thousand miles in no direction. Honestly, it doesn't hurt me.
Fubar Radio presents
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Now it's time for my favourite part of the show. It's Danny Ward with the weather.
Mark, were you talking about me with the plastic bag thing?
Yeah, that was Danny. Yeah.
What?
Doesn't buy the plastic bag.
Is that you? Yeah. Why didn't you tell us? He's on the show. But you steal plastic bags. What about the environment?
Not stealing. You can charge 5p for a bag.
Yeah.
Or you can have self-service checkout. You can't have both. that's my feeling.
Every Tuesday, Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons from 12 PM,
Fubar Radio.
We're back. Welcome back. How's it going, everybody? Maxwell D is with us.
I am. I'm here. What's going on? What's going on? Hey.
Laughter's in the building as well.
Hey, Laughter, man. She's amazing, isn't it?
She's doing so well today. Right?
I was just watching her just the other day. I was like, this girl's got so much talent. Like, she's just full of energy. She just absorbed my screen of my phone straight away.
It's unreal, isn't it? She's got a proper
energy about her.
She's just incredibly talented, and it's lovely to see a girl doing her thing.
Definitely, and being herself as well. Not like, you know, falling into the whole categories of you have to do this, you have to do that. You just be yourself, and I like that. And kids want to see that as well. Like, the youth need to see that. It's very important. You know, you're not trying to stare. You know, you have your hair down and loads of contour everywhere, and like at fate. You know what I mean? You're just you, and just having fun. And I like that.
Oh, that means a lot coming from you, Maxwell Dino. This is about you today,
man.
No,
I know, but I just quickly dropped that.
Appreciate
in there,
that.
It's all about the new generation. I'm always supporting that people that are coming through. That's very important, you know.
And you must find that a lot of those people are huge fans of you, and they've been watching you for years.
We've been around a long time, you know. Where's my walking stick?
you're looking good for it, baby.
Oh, thank you. That's what they tell me. So I must be doing something right.
Well, you're a busy boy right now, aren't you? Saturday you've got a show.
Yeah, Land of the Legends. I'm doing a tribute set for one of my boys that's passed, a Pay As You Go member, Major Ace.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear
that.
Yeah,
it's been hard. I'm saying he's going to get buried soon this month. And so we're doing a tribute set for him on Saturday, and I've just been around the world, and I'm just like, wow, I've met so much different interesting people. And it's like, I've done stuff in England, but not to a point where I've been in the circuit of on the attentional radios and stuff like that. I've been doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff, but now I've gone around the world and I'm like, okay, I'm ready now. Like, I know who I am, I know what I've learned, you know. I've got children, I've got myself in a nice place, and then I lived out in America for 6 months, and then that was it. I come back with so much positive energy. Like, I wear a healing crystal, like, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm a bit more spiritual. Like, I won't say a bit more, I am. And I just got in touch with myself in life, and I've grown up as well.
It's all about that. Also, yeah. I've been stalking your kids on Instagram, just so you know. Cute. Your kids.
Okay.
Have you got a little baby? Mm-hmm. Or is it maybe someone else? Because I was just stalking your Instagram. And
I have a daughter, and I have a son as well, yeah. So my daughter's 3 and a half and my son is 9.
Life as a dad changes you as well, isn't it?
It does. It takes you to a whole thing. Because obviously, you know, as I say, the young version of me didn't, you know, I've broken a lot of girls' hearts in it. So obviously, I'll be honest. And obviously, my heart's been broken. But when you have a child, it's unconditional. Mm-hmm. I think that's when you really understand what love is really about. When you see a little version of you, mm-hmm. like, and then you know that you want to nurture and care for that child for the rest of their life. You don't want nothing to happen to them. So that's when you understand what love is about. So then you appreciate, you know, what love can do, you know, because if you don't use it right, it will end up in pain. That's why they say love is pain. Pain is love. So you have to, yeah.
Artistic words. You're so wise. Talking about pain is love.
Yeah.
I feel like there would be a lot of pain if I tried to drop and get low, but I want you to tell.
Oh, you could do it, man. It's not a problem. I mean,
maybe you can teach me a little bit later. This is your new single.
Yes, my new single. Yes, my style is like a dance style, obviously. That's where my parents are Jamaican, so that is my roots. So obviously I do grime, and I've done garage and stuff like that, but I've always brought my roots to the table. But obviously, traveling around the world and just working with loads of different producers and different people, I wanted to create stuff. And this Drop and Get Low single, it just dropped. It managed. We have 5 songs in this new movie that come out on Netflix.
Dude, I know, the Reality
and
High.
Yeah, it was crazy, because it was like my single, like the Drop and Get Low, is what got one of my best friends, a producer, he composed the whole movie. But the singles, what got him to compose the whole movie, they were looking for a song for a certain scene, and then they were like, no, they were playing all these major lasers, all these big names, and they're like, no. And then they heard my song, they were like, that's it, that's the one we want. And then they dropped it, and then that was it. This just started taking off. So yeah, so we was like, right, we need to push this, man. We need to go with this. And it's working. It's working really good because the Netflix movie was the number one movie that came out in Netflix for that week. So it came out on September the 8th. So for the whole week, it was the number one movie ever watched on Netflix. So we got that underneath our belt.
Yeah, it's all about like YouTubers and stuff. It's like proper getting your music into the ears of very young.
Yeah, it's like a different audience, man. All the acts that were coming and all the people that were connecting, they were all from around the world. It's like 33 different countries. So I was very surprised. I was like, okay, I've missed the big market. Like, and I've just found one, so it's cool.
And you're going to be playing a gig in December, is that right?
Grime Originals, yeah.
With Wiley and Flo Dan.
We was at the last one together, and he was like, bro, man, we needed this. Like, not even just for the, he just said he felt at home. Wiley was like, he's like, you know what, I've been doing my thing and this, and even me and him, we haven't even shared a stage together in such a long time. And we got so much history, so much things together, and he was just like, you know we needed this, innit? So even, he texted me the other day, and he was like, yeah, man, I'm going to see you in Grime Originals, right? And I'm like, yeah. And then he's just gone off now. He's like, yeah, if you want to hear what Grime is about, you better get down to Grime Originals. And I'm like, he's really felt at home. He really missed it. Like, you actually missed it. He definitely missed it. So he's happy. So it's all good.
And it's nice to be linking up with him and sort of working with other artists that have been through this industry with
definitely,
you.
Definitely, yeah. Loads of them. I mean, I see lots of people that are. I was just talking to Spiral literally before on the phone before we caught air. And we're going there afterwards, actually. And then he was just like, yeah, man. Like, I was just saying to him, I want, like, you gotta give me that bounce, man. Like, you know, Jay-Z says to Timbaland, you got the bounce?
Yeah.
I was like, Sparrow, you got the bounce, man. I was like, give me that boots, you know? I need that boots bounce. He's like, don't worry, Max, I got you, man. That's how we talk to each other, man. It's quite cool, man.
Yeah, you seem to be, like, having a really exciting, fun time.
It's nothing, it's just positive energy. I think the main thing is that when you kind of happy within yourself and not trying to fit in with other people or just be, you know, just learning about life and just, you know, understanding where you're trying to fit in, because I know the music industry is hard. Like, everyone knows that we all trying to get to certain places, but I think we lose ourselves sometimes when we're trying to climb, because we're trying to watch so much what other people are doing and you're forgetting who you are. Like, if I hear, like, you might make a song tomorrow after and I'll be like, oh, that's so good, but it should be inspiring instead of everyone saying, right, let's make 100 tunes like what Laughter just made, because we gotta get that sound. She's had a hit record, so we need it. And I think that's where we lose ourselves. So it's just be originality, individuality is the main thing. Definitely.
I agree.
Yeah, that's Max.
Max, it's been such a nice show today because everybody that's come through has been so happy, positive and excited. Yeah. And it just seems like you're in such a great place. I want to go into something that's completely irrelevant to everything and
talk
about your...
Sure, anything. I can deflect. If it's negative, I deflect it. Don't worry. If
it's
positive,
definitely not.
I embrace it. It's all good.
It's all about your Halloween outfit, babe. You look sick.
You mean on my Instagram? Yeah, it was me and my girl.
I'm spending too long on your Instagram.
She's like, I'm gonna get everything about Max. What's he been up to lately?
I've screenshotted every single post.
Oh, bless you.
No, you had the half skull face.
Yeah.
Who did that?
It was my girlfriend's friend. She's a makeup artist and she does like lots of makeup and that. So my girl was at, it was a private party. And funny, you know who I saw at the private party? You would never believe it. I saw Target there.
Oh,
so
really?
He was with his wife. So I haven't seen Target for years, innit? So obviously we always connect now and again when we're crossing paths, but I haven't really had to chat to him since our friends died, you know. So I'm in there, I'm painted up, and I just see this guy walking. He's all painted up, looking all scary, but he didn't recognize me. And I'm standing next to him, and he's like, oh, I said, look, it's me, it's Max. And he's like, who? And I'm like, it's Maxwell, it's Denzel. I had to say my real name, and he's like, oh, D. I'm like, oh, cool. And then we started chatting, but yeah, the mask, it was that we was gonna go as Kid and, well, I was gonna go as Play. And she got like a house party theme, and then we was like, no, they wanted, it's a Hollywood kind of theme. So we said, all right, we're gonna do Mr. and Mrs. Smith and just try to do a little twist to it and get the half skulls each painted up. So it was quite cool.
It looked really cool. It's also funny like that, isn't it, that you wear that and you realise people aren't gonna know what, because you can't see your face.
And I had a contact, the first time I put a contact in my eye, and I was crying like a bee.
Yeah,
like,
I know them.
You know, like, I'm a big man putting contact. I was like, oh, listen, this contact thing ain't for me. I was like, oh, crying, stay still. So it was it. As a nightmare, but yeah, it's fun.
Back to being a little baby.
Definitely brought me back. I was like, Mum, my mum would pull it in properly.
Nah,
it's all good.
She looks after you. So this weekend, people can still buy tickets to the Pay-As-You-Go tribute
The Land of the Legends for the tribute set is tickets still available. I think it's almost sold
it's
out.
All, yeah, because everyone, and it's so solid crew as well, isn't
so
it?
So solid, Pay-As-You-Go.
Wookie.
Wookie.
I think I'm going to this. I think my friend's putting on the event. And he's contact, well, his wife's contacted
it's,
me.
It's quite a few, it's Landa Legends, it's Garage Delight, and it's Liberty Lana, so Liberty. So there's three like brands together that are putting on the event. So
it's going to be tasty, whatever it's happens.
If you like, if you're into like Garage, early Grime, you're definitely going to love that. It's going
to
be a good
Everyone
night.
Needs to get down. And what's coming next for you? Have we got an, I know yeah. obviously we've just got Drop and Get Low.
Yeah, Drop and Get Low was just the, it's the first like me saying, right, okay, Maxwell D, like, you know, just to get familiar with the
I'm
new
back.
Version of me.
Yeah.
And I've got some sitting in the bag. I'm excited Ooh. For the new stuff. And it's not necessarily the same direction because, as I said, my parents are Jamaican, but I'm talking to you English because that's what I'm born and bred in England. Mm. And so I always go mixed with the styles. Mm. So if you put on a reggae beat, then I'll get into my old school, or not old school, but I get into my reggae style. Mm. But if you put on a grime beat or whatever, I'll just, you know, translate into how we talk now. And I think with the other singles, they're never just the same. You know, I'm not.
So I need to get you back in and test you and play some beats.
Yeah,
I want to see these different sides.
I'm a vibe.
Okay.
I put voices on as well, like, so it's all mad.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna get you back in and we're gonna do a proper, like, it's gonna be like an exam, a verbal exam.
That's cool, man.
But like
I'm
a sexy exam, not like a weird boring exam.
I like that. I like the sound of that. That's cool.
Well, we're so excited to have you in. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
No, my pleasure. Please come back through when 100%. Your next thing drops.
Yep, definitely.
We're going to have a little bit of Drop and Get Low now.
Okay.
Perhaps you can teach me how to do that.
Do you know what? It ain't even a dance routine. And I
just going like this.
You
like,
just got to drop and get low and shake it, I suppose.
I've definitely got enough from behind to shake it. So
okay.
I'll probably be all right. Right at it. Laughter?
You look like a granny right there when you did that.
Excuse me.
A bit stiff. I'll teach you how to loosen up.
Okay,
oh,
thank
I love
you.
That. I love that.
Thanks everyone for teaching me how to be a better person. please, Maxwell, can you interview? Who can you introduce your new single?
Hi, this is my name's Maxwell D. Yes, and my new single is called Drop and Get Low, heavily featured in a new movie, Reality High. Go and check that out. But for now, I need you to listen to this single, and it's Drop and Get Low.
Report to the dance floor right now. Drop on get low. European girls, I'm off a drop on get low. American girls, I'm off a drop on get low. Drop on get low. Drop on get low.
Jamaican girls, I'm off a drop on get low. Japanese girls, off a drop on get low. Swing with the bassline and tip on your toes. The whole thing went off a drop on get low.
Go on DJ, pull it back and reload. Shots at the bar, fill it up with patrol.
Quick but the key shot, you know how it goes. Swing up and down like strip up and pow.
Pull up on your head
like a gymnast pro.
Everyone I watch.
All your move is a call.
Tell a girl move.
She can't step it down your zone.
Cause this is how we bust off the road. We turn the
was a huge tune. Right on the line now, I've got Bayonne. He's all the way in the UK from the US. How you doing, babe?
Doing good. How are you guys?
So good. Are you a bit sort of jet lagged? Have you just flown in?
Just yeah, quite a bit actually. But I took a quick nap and I'm a lot better now.
You're ready to rumble. Well, it's nice to hear from you. You're down in London because you've got a little gig at the Seabright Arms on Friday, and you're also you're going all across the UK, aren't you? While you're here.
Yeah, the UK and Dublin after the headlining show.
So exciting! So you're kicking off with Seabright Arms. Have you been down to East London before?
Not much. Every time I've really been in London, it's been kind of a in and out situation, like really quick. So this time I'm a little bit excited because I have a little bit more time to explore.
Ooh, so. It's definitely a nice place to be. There's lots of nice things to do in East London. But is there anything that you? I mean, I know you've only dipped in and out, but is there anything that you like to do when you're in the UK? Anything you like to eat or go and see? Is there anything we offer you that's interesting? Because I know we can be quite boring.
No, I mean, honestly, this is kind of sound like a boring answer, but like the flavors of potato chips just rock my world here. we just don't get the tangy, delicious potato chips like that in the States. And, I really like HP sauce a lot.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're going to be stocking up for when you go home, yeah?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
So for everyone that's coming down, anyone who hasn't seen you before, what kind of... Because your performance and your vibe is quite... It's really different and really unusual and interesting. What can people expect for your live shows? What kind of energy do you bring?
This tour, it's just a one-person kind of thing. It's like I have a bunch of electronic instruments. I play the drums. I do a lot of looping. It's very loop-based.
Yeah, the loop pads and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's a loop-based situation. But it's, pretty highly energetic. And it should be a fun time. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to try out some new things, too. So.
And you've got your new single, I Know, which is all about sort of... I read a little bit about it and listened to it a lot, actually. It's a really big tune. It's all about sort of the dichotomy of life and how you feel about being on tour and sort of like you living out your life as it is now. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of two worlds kind of trying to meet together. And, there's the road life and then there's the home life. And just the way they work together and kind of what it does to you and the struggles that come into that. And it's also just kind of about regret, kind of like when you know you messed up, and like the whole I Know thing is just like, yeah, I know, I fucked up, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we all do that, and it's also kind of good to own up to it and know it, you know. It must be quite cathartic to get that out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of music, you know, is to keep it honest and to use it at times like that, you know.
And you're working on your new album for coming out probably next year, right? Can you tell us a bit about how it's going? Is it sort of like coming along very fast, or is it a bit of a slow process? How are you feeling about this one?
It's a much slower process than anything I've done before this. Just on a production level. It's just, it's much more meticulous, and the songs themselves are just more thoughtful, I'd say. So it's a much slower process, but I'm also much happier with the results so far.
And is that sort of change since you've taken on the Bayonne sort of concept? Is that a change that you felt from that, or has it just been sort of over the years how you felt just as an artist, as how you developed?
Yeah, the whole Bayonne thing wasn't really much of a change. I kind of look at it all as coming from the same place. You know, I think I changed the name because it was a better way to kind of decipher for the audience that it's more of the electronic medium.
Yeah.
And also, I've always just wanted to do that. I didn't want to like go by my name. I just thought it would be cool to have an artist name. But, like, musically, it wasn't, like, a huge shift or anything, you know?
And you're obviously, you're based in Austin. What was the music scene? What's the music scene like in Austin? Because obviously we have a lot of South by Southwest is close by, isn't it? And quite a few music festivals happen in that area. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How's it been sort of with the, you know, your own experience of the music industry over there?
It's great. I mean, I feel like I really got my start there. I was living in Texas. I grew up in Texas. I went to college kind of close to Austin, so it was an easy route for me to kind of, you know, start getting my hands wet in the music industry. And, you know, just a lot of really creative, it's a much more liberal place, in Texas, so it's a lot more creative, and there's a lot of really talented, good people there, and great music venues. It made a lot of sense for me.
And is there anywhere else you love to tour and love to visit and perform that is close to your heart, like other areas of America or around the world?
Are there any other places or any other artists?
No, any other places that you love to play, perform live?
There's a lot of places in Europe, like mainland Europe, that I would like to go. I've also really wanted to go to Australia.
Oh, yeah, it's nice and hot there.
Yeah, it's some kind of, like, childish dream of mine or something to go to Australia and tour.
Oh, so...
But honestly, the UK, hitting up some of these markets that I've never, you know, hit up before, I'm super excited about. And to hit up Dublin, too, I've always wanted to, because I have a lot of family from that area.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's amazing. Have you ever been to Ireland before?
I've not, no.
Okay, you need to try Guinness, because it's a whole different ballgame over there.
Yeah?
I've tried it a few times. I thought it was disgusting, and then I tried it there, and it just tastes magical.
Huh. Well, I'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, keep that in mind. All the food and everything, and the people are just so nice. You should have a good time.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
Well, thank you so much for coming through to chat with us. Good luck for your Seabright Arms gig on Friday. It's such a great venue and really, really fun, and it sort of gets good vibes on a Friday night, so it should be sick.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
No, my pleasure. And this is your track, I Know. Can you introduce it for us?
This is my newest single that I've come out with called I Know, which should be part of an upcoming record.
Wicked. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
this is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
Chase, I tell them, eat my dust, hate my guts, eat my dust, hate my guts, lick my nuts, kiss my butt, lick my, I'm just trying to get a nut, never, 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 never. I'm smoking the Reaper, I roll with the Nina, I run for the Reaper and clap. Twist on my finger, I fuck on the Diva, I go to intake of Bahamas. Comma, llama, they not equipped for the drama. Got weed on my finger, got me on my speaker, got lean on the Zebra LaLama. Bruh, chopper, chopper, run a long run with a mouse. When new people come, red rum, I'm murder some. Enemies on my mind, enemies in the past when I blast. My tech nine, it go pat, 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 tap, 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 so fast. Niggas know how I get, and it's revenge up in my eyes. I'm committing my sin. Amen. Okay. Don't forgive me for the shit I did. Was just a little kid, but you know I never gave a fuck about shit, about shit. Since I gave my name, I'm on my all shit, all shit. Money ain't about shit, about shit, about shit. Since I gave my name, I'm on my all shit, all shit. Money ain't about shit, about shit. Niggas ain't about shit, about shit. Told the plug, it's for me. He came down on the price. When you been in these streets, I teach you how to survive. Disrespect, you're playing around with your life. I see you follow fashion, trying to get down with the hype. Like Freddy Krueger, man, I get down with the stripes. It's VVS, man, there ain't no clouds in my eyes. She said, what's my real name, and I don't know how to reply. On a different planet, man, I'm out of my mind. I was on the grind for many years, and you were never there. Who the fuck's putting all this stuffing in these teddy bears? Fuck my enemies, man, I make the devil scared. Man, I got six chains, and I wear them anywhere. Every day I'm shitting, and I'm pissing on this hypocrisy. It's that uncontrollable demon they didn't wanna see. It's that virus in the system, the prodigy. And I have to murder all you fakers in this odyssey.
Yeah, life is like a movie, life is like a movie. Live it like a movie, live it like a movie. Spread these haters down, move me. Yeah. Hey. Life is like a movie, Steven Spielberg. Riding through your city with the Mossberg. I just parked the Benz right up on the curb. Yeah. Pull up on the bird, ask her what's the word. Said they on the corner, they ain't got your word. Yeah, yeah, them niggas got the nerve. I'ma pull up swerve, swerve. Yeah, I swerve. Hammer time, hammer time. If it's beef, pussy, yeah, I handle mine. Yeah, yeah, some ASAP nigga. Then I put the trigger. Niggas think they big to a bullet hit. Niggas out the shit, yeah. Rappers full of shit, yeah. Hope they get the pitch. I don't give a fuck about shit, about shit. Since I gave my pen up, I'm on my all shit, all shit. Money ain't about shit, about shit, about shit. Since I gave my pen up, I'm on my all shit, all shit. Money ain't about shit, about shit. Niggas ain't about shit, about shit.
Ghost Ride Skepta featuring ASAP Rocky and ASAP Nast.
Brat, 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 banger right there. Shout out ASAP and everyone there, man. That's serious, serious banger.
Shout out all the ASAPs.
Yeah, for real. Bare ASAPs, isn't it? There is. We need loads of Harriets.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, it doesn't sound as cool. ASAP Harriet, imagine that.
Hey, you're part of the gang.
Or as my brother calls him, ASAP Rocky.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
He's not from London.
No. Babe, you've been an absolute gem today. Congratulations on your debut.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been amazing being here at FUBAR Radio.
You smashed it. Now, tell me a little bit about what's just happened. You just got a bit of a big accolade from Rinse FM, is that right?
Yeah, I got. I couldn't read it completely because we're here, but I'm part of their best grime kind of collective that they've chosen for October.
Wow.
His name's like Skepta. Laughter's there. Like,
Laughter's
that is beautiful.
In that. Yeah, but you're smashing it, babe. Like, I was watching the video for Who's That Girl, and you're so good.
Aww.
Sounds stupid to say, but you really are very, very talented.
Thank
at what you.
You
do.
I work really hard, so I'm humbled by your comment.
You, oh, God, you're so... I know it's... The thing is, I have a lot of lyricists in here, people who write their own songs, write their own bars, all that. So you talk really well, and it sometimes really takes me aback, and I'm like... Why can't I talk that well? So maybe I should start rapping. Is that what you think should maybe happen?
Yeah, or read more. I'm sure you read, though.
Don't read at all. No, I should read more. But I read, like, scary horror books.
Oh, but that's good, though. So you still read?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And the Beano.
And you're a good talker. I don't know what you're talking about. You're a good talker.
Now, before we go, because we've only got 15 minutes left of the show,
yeah,
we're going to end the show today with a massive tune. Don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Who's That Girl by Laughter.
Aww.
But before we do that, let's chat a little bit about the EP, which is out now, produced by Jammer BBK and Jammin' MC. Tell me a little bit about this one, because it's your second EP this year.
Yeah.
And you've been working. Someone I saw on Twitter tweeted you being like, do you know what? You work so hard. Yeah. This isn't verbatim word for word, by the way. I'm just paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But she said something like, you're great because you just work your arse off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have to go in harder, man.
Do you get a good night's sleep or is your...
No. I've not. Like, today, I'm exhausted. Do you know what I mean? There's been a lot around this, but as if you really want it, you have to put in the time and effort. You know what I mean? I'm sure you've got a busy life as well with what you do, but I've dedicated my whole time and this year, literally my whole life to my music. So I was in a job before and I left it to take full-time music. And when I dropped my first EP that charted, the second EP, like, I've been buzzing. So then that also got into the charts. Remember, I'm not signed nothing. Like, I'm just doing my own thing. We gave it out for free on Mixtape Madness. But this new EP that I did with Jammin and Jammer mainly were like representative of where I am now. I just wanted to make some grime bangers, like with the UK feel, and just kind of take it back to reminisce and give that sense of nostalgia of the grime that existed before, certain drum patterns that we're choosing. So I don't know if you listen to it, the beats are quite similar.
Yeah, it also actually weirdly took me back to Who's That Girl by Eve as well, because obviously that's one of my favourite songs in the world, and I felt, obviously it's a different song and it's not related, but for me it really was like your version of that song, and for me that's one of the seminal songs of the early noughties, I think it was released. Play it at every DJ set, and I feel like this is the 2017
Who's That Girl. Yeah. Do you know what's mad? When I did it, someone said to me, oh, Eve did that, Who's That Girl? I was like, oh yeah. So I did it unconsciously, but maybe I've had Who's That Girl in my head. Yeah, but
well, it's just a power song.
Yeah.
It's not about it being anywhere, because it's not similar, it's not anything, it's just about it being a kind of female empowerment record, being like, you need to look at me and you need to watch what I'm doing.
Spot on. That's it. Like, everyone's always asking, who is she, what's she doing, or where did she really come from? So I've given them a little taster of what I'm about, in a cool way, energetic way, and a bossy way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it. So it's grime. That one actually is produced by Sturms, not Jammin or Jammer. Yeah. Sturms came to me, he's like, come on, you have to let me get on the EP. My tunes were done. And in the last 2 days before it got mixed, I did that tune with him. So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, still.
Would you merge or do a sort of collab with anybody that from another genre? Would you take it, like, you know, because, like, for example, Stormzy did a track with Ed Sheeran. Would you do a similar thing? Would you work? What other artists would you work with? And would you work with other artists from other genres?
I am so open to collaborations. Like, I know I'm doing hard grime, and I feel like grime is a culture. So no matter what beat I sit on, as long as I'm being true to me, you're going to know it's Laughter. That's the thing I rate about Stormzy. Like, at the same time, I wanted Stormzy to stay on grime, but why should you box yourself in? And I would love to collaborate with someone like Ed Sheeran. I'd love to collaborate with someone like Rihanna. I'd love to collaborate with someone like Adele. Like, imagine if I'd write my best verse for that.
Oh my God, imagine if you did a song with Adele. Literally.
Like, Adele, make it happen.
Hello.
God. Yeah.
Laughter!
It's me.
I'm on the bars. I'm just trying to be cool and it's not working. Okay. You were meant to do the laughter bit. I was being Adele.
Who's that girl? It's Adele.
Yeah.
Oh! Remix!
Imagine. Okay, well, let's try and make that happen. Adele, I know you listen every week, so shout out. And also, please do a song with Laughter, because that'd be sick. But I think each and every single one of those collaborations would be lit and exciting to hear. And I also think it doesn't take away from your levels as a grime MC, or how deep you are in your genre to go to other genres. If anything, it means you're that comfortable.
Exactly. When you know yourself, you ain't scared to branch out. Like, I don't care what no one says. Yeah, there's people that have, like, Wiley, he's grime, but he did his pop songs and I still loved him. You know what I mean? So there's no harm in
wearing
doing
my
that.
Rolex.
Yeah, where are my Rolex? What, Rolex? And what's the other
that
one
was Wiley,
he did?
Right?
Heatwave. Heatwave was a banger. Yeah.
Yeah. Where Am I Rolex was like my Rolex uni sweep. Banger, like, yeah. Straight in.
That was a hit. He made money from that. You know what I mean?
There's nothing wrong with anybody doing what they want to do, okay?
There's no rules in this world.
No. Well, there is some, like, don't kill people. But other than that, you're fine.
Exactly. Be yourself. That's what matters.
And tell me, what's the next few weeks? Obviously, Nadia, your manager, who I've met a few times, is a mega babe, the nicest lady in the world.
Proper.
But also incredibly powerful, and is working with you to create like a woman. You're just taking it for the women and making it great. And it's very exciting. But tell me, how is it working with such a great manager, someone that gives you so much inspiration?
It's very inspiring. I don't know if I told you last time I was here, but I knew Nadia for like 3 years before. And I knew I wasn't ready as an artist. I've always had to fight, and, you know, I was always been true to me. So I just worked really, really hard. And she was my inspiration to be like, I want to take this to the next level. So I'm going to prove myself to her. When I get in with Nadia, that means there's no one else I'm proving myself to. When Nadia takes someone on, that means she believes in them, because she only manages Bizzle, you know what I mean? And likes. These are very strong artists. So I've come on board, and all I want to do is be successful, because she's put a lot of time and energy into me, and I want to repay that. Get me?
She's got good. Your whole team, it seems like you're surrounded by people that are just passionate and fantastic and really interested. And it comes through with your music, because you're supported.
Thank you so much. I've got a very supportive team. Nadia's got my back. Like, even times where I'm going through something and I don't even know that she's already fixing it. You know what I mean? Like, it's fixed. She's like, oh, it's all done. I'm like, raw. Like, that's someone.
You're crying about it. And she's like, oh, I fixed that like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. It's done. It's over. Like, don't stress. And her thing that she always says to me is, there's always a solution. And there is.
It's so true, though. And also, nothing's ever as bad as you think it is.
Nah.
You've had a huge year. Yeah. What has been the biggest highlight for you?
I think my biggest highlight this year was like the feeling that I got when I charted number 15, my first EP. That was like, oh my God, I can do this. Like, that was like, oh my God, I can get in there. Like, I can do it. I could do it. So that's got to be my biggest feeling. I'm not going
to
lie.
And you're just going from strength to strength. And also, it's a real pleasure to just have you in my life, because you're lovely and you're sweet and you're very supportive of everybody around you, it seems.
Yeah, man. I feel like the energy you give out is the energy you receive. So you're supporting me back, and you've also got that energy. So thank you.
No bad vibes.
None in here.
So which is your favourite song off the EP? Because I've said to you already that Who's That Girl is mine. It comes alongside the fact that the video really got me involved in it as well.
Do you know what? Who's That Girl's mine, because like everything else is, I love it for different reasons. But the reason why I like Who's That Girl is because I was so passionate when I wrote that. I was like, nah, I'm going to go in even harder now. Like, I have to show you lot, like, I'm on level or higher. So yeah, there was a lot of passion behind that.
And if you could sort of, for the next, would you be up for doing an album next? Or do you still have more EPs? Are you wanting to sort of test yourself with more EPs next?
You know what, yeah? I'm going to do one more EP with like Rasai, Jammy, and I'm going to do more grime stuff. And I'm doing some other, I'm going to be honest, some dance tracks. I've got a lot in the pipeline coming. Yeah, get ready. You're going to get something in your inbox soon too.
Go to bed, laughter. I'm worried about you.
Oh, there's a video dropping, but then the album, I'm going to start that next year. It's already in my head.
Can you just go to bed for like 2 days at least, please?
I've been trying to sleep. I just want to do everything.
It's so lovely to see, and it's so exciting. How have you found your first show?
Oh my God, can I come again?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to. That was sick.
You're almost better than me, and that makes me worried, because I'm scared. Every time I get a really good co-host, I'm like, nah. I'm looking at her like, don't fire me.
No, you think I'm better. You're carrying the show, my G. I'm just following your lead. Trust me.
Look at us gassing each other up. It's like, we love each other. it's been amazing to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Before you go, I need to know a few little things about... Basically, as an artist in the music industry, I hate asking this question because it's not anything related, but you know why I'm asking it.
Yeah.
As a woman,
because
I'm a woman and I talk about this,
How
do you feel that the world of female MCs in the grime industry is changing or not changing for you personally?
Basically, I think females always have to fight harder. For me right now, I think I'm being accepted now. I've been putting in a lot of groundwork. I've had to sweat, you know what I mean? And like you said, I've dropped like 10 videos this year till I got started to get noticed. People like Maxwell D, even Stormzy's DJ, everyone coming up to me, Suspect, everyone knows who I am now. And I've had to fight for that, but I am starting to be more accepted. People are saying they want more females in grime, and I don't think it's any female can just jump on grime. It's got, I think for you to do it 100%, it's got to be one, true to you, but two, got to be hard.
You also seems like there's a lot of support for women.
Yeah.
Now.
There seems to
and
be
And I don't,
more.
You see what I mean? Like, I don't like pigeonholing women yeah. in this industry, but it's interesting to get your opinion of how you are.
I don't think a feel. Lot of support. I think that's being too ambitious. Not, and it's like, there's not a lot of support. You have to fight for that.
Maybe I just follow a lot of women on Twitter and I see them gassing each other up and it seems.
Are you talking about female artists?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about female artists in general. It seems a lot more like.
They're breaking through more, like Steph London coming out. But again, like, I don't know. Things are improving, but yeah. they could be better. That's the best way to say it. And they're going to be better. That's it.
And what would you say to somebody that wanted to come into your industry and do what you're doing and make headway like you have?
I would say be prepared to put in a lot of work and be prepared for setbacks, knockbacks. Do not give up and keep going. So before you go, the females, actually, when you think about it, who's got the biggest hits right now?
Yeah, girls.
Girls.
Yeah.
So just think about that. That's it.
Just think about that, all yeah. you listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
What a way to end it on a Thursday. Yeah. Big up the weekend. We're all getting ready.
Yeah.
Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang are up next, and we're going to finish off with Who's That Girl, because it's a huge banger. Oh, by the way, have you heard this?
Yo, what's going on? This is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
It's your mate, Lethal Sick. Bizzle. So I thought he'd give you a little hello. You're going to come back and see us, yeah?
100%. Like, let's do this once every month or 2 months or
and,
whatever.
And in before Christmas, is anything coming? Another video for the EP, right?
Yeah.
So we're getting more stuff before the end of the year.
Definitely, definitely.
And then will you sleep for a week?
Okay, I'll sleep for Christmas Day.
Oh my God, please. Girl, you need to get some sleep. It's been a huge pleasure. Thank yeah. you so much, Laughter. We love you.
We love you.
Come back, come back, come back. This is Who's That Girl. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yeah, I'm Laughter. This is my brand new track, Who's That Girl, taken from LOL EP.
Woo, we love you. Go buy it now.
Yeah, yeah. Make room for the new guest. Air up off the Durex. In my tunes, got a new set. Won't die, not blunt, but I'm a brunette. Duvet, not a duvet. Bouquet, not a bouquet. Seen the world size and it ain't nice anyway. I'm from North, who do you rep? I've got the sauce, but it ain't ketchup. Hot pepper soup, if you run your mouth up. I'm Nigerian, I love my yam. When you had beans, I'd shoot on crop. Indomie, no pot noodle. Growing up, I ain't never had Google. I was in my yard, then I had to leave. Came straight to the UK, it was brutal. Who's that girl? We don't want no drama, better calm yourself down. Who's that girl? Yeah, the name's Laughter, and I'm after that girl. Yeah, I rep London, that's my city, London town. Them bars can sit on the beat. 140, yeah, that's my sound. Pardon me, tryna make notes like R&B. I'm tryna rise like plants and trees. Gonna make them fall down like autumn leaves. Right angle, 90 degrees. Spin a girl's head at 90 degrees. Man, love up my expertise. Gonna lay him down like rest in peace. Please, can't have my number. I don't want no Aiken rumba. I do parties, don't do slumbers. What the rust and what the bumper. Never thought I'm full of hunger. Dunker like a dairy dunker. I can play ball, but I don't wish shots. I come back around like some mumba mumba. We don't want no drama, better calm yourself down. Who's that girl? Yeah, the name's Laughter and I'm after that girl's crap. Where's she from? Yeah, I rep London, that's my city, London town. Them bars can skip on the beat. 140, yeah, that's my sound. Yeah, the name's Laughter and I'm after that girl's crap. Who's that girl? Yeah, I rep London, that's my city, London town. Who's that girl? Yeah, the name's Laughter and I'm after that girl's crap. Where's she from? Yeah, I rep London, that's my city, London town. We don't want no drama, better calm yourself down. Who's that girl? Yeah, the name's Laughter and I'm after that girl's crap. Where's she from? Yeah, I rep London, that's my city, London town. Got them bars, can skip on the beat. 140, yeah, that's